For years, the Kelly family ran a pawn shop near downtown Houston. One day, the shop had some unwelcome visitors, Leo Jenkins and Eugene Hart.
They were drug addicts and broke, so they were casing pawn shops on the street.
In 1988, Robin Kelly was 24 years old. Robin's brother and sister, Mark and Kara Kelly, were working that shift.
Jenkins was wanting to pawn a rifle or a radio or something small. And my brother, Mark, said, "No, I can't give you any money for this."
The two men came back later and tried to rob the place, but it didn't go as planned.
Hart and Jenkins came in and shot him up.
Mark and Kara Kelly died from gunshot wounds at the scene. Robin says their close-knit family never recovered.
For the rest of our lives, nothing was ever the same.
A Harris County jury sentenced Hart to life in prison. Jenkins, the gunman, was sentenced to death. Robin Kelly supports the death penalty. She thought Jenkins dying for the murders was the only way her family could find peace.
When someone kills another, it creates an imbalance that cannot be fixed or mended until the soul who committed that crime is no longer on the planet.
In 1996, the state of Texas scheduled Jenkins' execution by lethal injection. Prior to that year, families like the Kellys weren't allowed to witness these executions. It was a new thing, and the Kellys would be the first.
So I was really scared. I didn't know how I was going to feel after.
Before 1996, an inmate's family could be present, but not the victims. A Houston victims advocate, Andy Kahn, helped change this. He worked with families of crime victims and convinced the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Board to change their policy. So one day in February, Robin and her relatives crowded into a viewing room at the state's Huntsville Penitentiary.
After it happened, it was a completeness.
Kahn says for most victims' families, witnessing these executions gives them a sense of closure.
I think it's extremely vital. I'll never forget one mother, and she was asked, "Now that it's over, what does it mean to you?" And she very succinctly put it like this. She said, "You know what this means?" She says, "I'm done with the criminal justice system. No more this technicality, no more this administration. I can go to my daughter's grave and tell her that justice was carried out."
Kahn says that most victims' families, about 75%, support the death penalty and ask to be present during the execution. But then there's the 25%, the families that don't support the death penalty. They can feel like justice is out of their control.
I have no idea why I'm against the death penalty. I just think it's barbaric, and I don't want to be caught in a barbaric position.
That's Houston mother Jan Brown. In 1987, Brown's 9-year-old daughter, Candy Kirkland, was kidnapped out of her Bryan College Station home and ultimately shot by James Earhart. The stress of losing her daughter was overwhelming, but she realized she didn't want Earhart or any criminal to be executed.
I have children, and maybe one of my motivations is that, you know, if they were ever involved in something like that, I would certainly be against the death penalty.
During Earhart's trial, Brown asked that her daughter's killer be sentenced to life in prison, but the state chose death. While this type of sentence helped the Kelly family heal, it was counter to Brown's values. Former Texas Court of Criminal Appeals Judge Charlie Barrett says he understands Brown's position, but
ultimately, the case is the case. The facts and the facts surrounding the murder and the prior criminal history of the defendant, those are typically the two things that most weigh in favor of whether a person receives the death penalty or not.
Barrett says while closure for families is important, it doesn't trump public safety in Texas.
I think that we're doing it right. We're doing it right from a judicial standpoint.
To Barrett, the bigger question isn't what families think. It's whether the death penalty makes people commit fewer crimes in the first place. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.